then they, again, it sort of underlined a few things that they already figured out, and then they start to make small changes, and the changes made a big difference to them. So there's a really good, strong buy-in from all the players.
It's fascinating stuff, Craig Pickering. Thanks for explaining it. So we'll keep an eye on Egypt's progress, of course, at the World Cup. Such a lot of interest in that, considering how good they are and how long it's been since they've qualified for a World Cup. Italia 90 was the last time they got to a World Cup, despite their great success in Africa Cups of Nations. So maybe if they do lift the trophy, we'll be getting Craig back to talk about his role in that. That was Craig Pickering from DNA Fit. You're listening to Newsday on the BBC World Service.
This is the BBC World Service, where we return to a troubled time.
During 30 years of violence on the streets of Northern Ireland, many Catholic nuns were living within the community.
I felt so powerless. It was difficult to be a religious and to live through this.
With the 20th anniversary of the Good Friday Peace Agreement, we hear their stories.
They were extraordinary years.
Sisters of the Troubles, Sunday at 13 GMT.